Well, hey, Porch Community, and welcome to episode 180 of the 167 podcast. This is our special Holy Week edition of episodes. This is our fifth and final episode for this week on this Good Friday. I'm Shannon. I'm here with my good friend Josh. How you doing, Josh?
Hey, Shannon. How's it going?
It's going good. These short episodes have been good.
Yeah.
So today is called, so we've had Holy Monday, which didn't have another name. I don't remember.
Great and Holy Monday.
Great and Holy, yeah. Then there was Holy Tuesday, but also known as Fig Tuesday in some places. There's Wednesday that you like to call it as
Spy Monday.
Spy Wednesday.
Sorry.
Hey, it's Special Wednesday. We're going to call it Spy Monday. No, it's Spy Wednesday.
It's like Taco Tuesday on a Thursday.
That's right. Thursday was known as Maundy Thursday. Maundy being the Latin word mandatum, which means commandment. Jesus commanded us to love others the way he loved us. He washed his disciples' feet, and they celebrated the Last Supper. And today is Good Friday. We call it good. Well, it commemorates the death of Jesus on Calvary, the site just outside of the walls of Jerusalem. Most Christian denominations recognize this day as a holy day. Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, Lutheran, many Protestant, more and more Protestant faiths actually through the years. Mm-hmm. View Good Friday as a holy day. A lot of people would fast during the Lent season. Some would fast on Good Friday, especially special church services happen. But there's really more to this day than just the ritual that we see that happens around the globe. It is a very important day in the work and person of Jesus Christ. So the crucifixion of Christ at Calvary, we see this happening on, it's the Friday before Easter. You get into the whole, well, I thought it was, how many days was Jesus dead? 3 days, but Friday to Sunday that's 3 days. But you count Friday,
mm-hmm.
You count Saturday, you count Sunday. Some places around the world, it is known as Great Friday instead of Good Friday. Some is known as Black Friday because of the death of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, even just Holy Friday. And it's a national holiday in a lot of countries. You don't go to work. Like, Drew's off today.
It's still one of the ones in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big one. And, of course, I said fasting is a traditional way a lot of people observe this day. It's like the day Jesus died, you could commemorate by, fasting a few meals and spending time in prayer. The origins of the celebration of the day are not known, which we talked about that in the last episode. Like, where do these people get these? But we do know with Good Friday, you can go back to at least the 4th century and see that Good Friday was recognized and observed with fasting and putting limits on oneself, whether it was we say, well, you're off work. That means you go play golf or you go do something and go out of town. People would know. They would stay home. They would, go to their church or their religious gathering and pray.
Mm-hmm.
It was to look at the it was mourning the death of Jesus. So this ancient practice. And, of course, the holiday is called Good Friday because it's looking at the work that God did through Jesus is very good for us.
Yes.
And just that symbol of who Jesus is. And what we know is that, of course, this is the whole purpose that Jesus came to live was to die for our sins so that we might live. And so his coming resurrection here in a few days is what brings us the new life and the possibility mm-hmm. for that to occur. So you mentioned, I think in the last episode that occasionally your church, would even do like a Good Friday type thing.
Yeah.
So y'all did that.
Yeah.
Did y'all do anything special during the service? Did you sing certain hymns or songs or,
it would have been, everything would have been like maybe the Old Rugged Cross sung 15 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Songs that,
Man of Sorrows.
Yeah. trying to
Yeah, there's
Umpteen dozen like early 2000s worship songs.
Oh yeah. A lot of Jars of Clay or
No. This would have been like what is Vince Gill's wife's name?
Amy Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those kind of worship songs. Not
Michael W. Smith. Yeah, the ones that really got it going.
The stuff that would go in like blended services.
Yeah. Like, I'm with you.
A special singer accompanied by the choir.
Got you. Like that makes sense. That makes sense. we would have a Good Friday service at St. Benedict's Catholic Church. Of course, we would have those holidays and those services and special prayer services that I really wouldn't participate in, but they were available.
Yeah.
So we've talked the last couple of episodes about some things that maybe you don't quite know about the day or why it's called that or whatever. Here are five what I call Good Friday oddities about this day. First of all, it goes back centuries, but the earliest known use of Good Friday goes back to the year 1290. So that was right before I graduated high school in 1290. But it's referred to as Good Friday in the South English legendary. So who knows what that means, but that's where we find it referred to as Good Friday. In Bermuda, in the country of Bermuda, it's traditional to go and fly a kite on Good Friday, symbolizing the cross, because you see like the frame of the
kite. That makes sense.
And Jesus, who is going to rise to heaven.
Yeah.
So go fly a kite today.
Don't put a key on it.
Darkness is a theme that we see throughout Holy Week. And so according to a lot of traditions, when Jesus was crucified, of course, the scripture tells us there is darkness across the land, that the earth quaked. And so you'll find in some services where people, after the Maundy Thursday service, they will cover maybe some of the crosses or some of the items in the sanctuaries of their churches to show like darkness and separation.
We did that downtown.
Mm-hmm, yep. And so you see that symbolism. Here's one that's, I think is a good one. I kind of like it. The Lucky Cross Buns. It's not just a song that you play, the hot cross buns, but it's a tradition to eat hot, sweet cross buns on Good Friday. And I don't know where, because I didn't include that in my notes.
I think but that's it's a supposedly, European thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's like British, but it's supposed to bring you good luck. Good luck and Jesus's death. How does that go together? We don't know.
There's a cross on it.
But don't forget this. It's also a good time to get a haircut, because a widespread superstition is that getting a haircut on Good Friday prevents headaches for the rest of the year. So
there are some people that we need to tell this information to.
I don't know where these things come from. Just
hot cross buns were actually created to celebrate Easter.
Yeah. Like
they were designed for Easter.
Hot cross buns. Where? Does it say where?
It didn't right there. Oh. Ireland.
Ireland, yeah, that would make sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of good lore, a lot of good, you know.
Buns.
Limericks, lore, things. So, yeah. Good Friday. Out of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, says this, son though he was, talking about Jesus, son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. So it's this understanding that the suffering of Christ, who was perfect, he chose to become mortal in the confined to humanity's time and space and flesh and bone, and then gave himself up. For us, he did that. This was obedience to the Father, that he gave himself this sacrifice. And that's what makes it good for you and me. The death of Jesus is good for you and me, which sounds so strange, but it's so true.
It sounds counterintuitive to like Christianity's,
right?
Like good and death.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, I don't know when I said it exactly, what message, but not too long ago, it was just like, there, and I didn't come up with it. I just remember saying it. But in order for us to experience life, there has to be death.
Mm.
There is no life without death. And that death comes first and foremost through Jesus Christ. And then he calls us to a life of surrender and humility and in a sense, a death to ourselves so that we can live for him. So there's that imagery over and over again in the Christian life. On this Good Friday, I just want to say thank you all for being a part of this. Before I close in prayer, Sunday is Easter. Would you tell us about our services, Josh?
So we're going to have three services. We're going to have a 7 a.m. sunrise service out on the front lawn.
Communion will be served at that service only.
Communion will be served there. It's at 7.
Mm-hmm. 7 a.m.
Yep. 7 a.m. And then we'll have two indoor services at 9 and 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then in between our 9 and 10:30, we'll have our Easter egg hunt.
Yep. A little about 10:10, 10:15, we'll have our egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's going to be a wonderful day. We look forward to sharing it with you all. Thank you for being a part of these episodes this week. I hope that they have been encouraging in prayer and scripture and maybe a little bit like trivia-esque and learning something about how it's recognized around the world.
I know I learned.
Learned some stuff. So, Josh, thanks for everything you do to make these episodes happen for all of our people.
Happy to do it.
Let's pray as we close out our special Holy Week episodes. Jesus, on this day, we remember your death, the day your light went out from this earth. We sit in darkness today, remembering the trials you faced on our behalf. You have borne our sin and made the ultimate sacrifice to save us. Today, as we recall your final hours, we consider a world without you and hold on to the hope we know we have in you. Lord, commit my heart ever closer to you because I don't want to live in a Good Friday world without you. I want you and your light in my life. I believe in you and want to follow you all the days of my life. Even knowing the road ahead may be difficult, come, Lord Jesus, come and fill this world with your light. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Porch Community. We look forward to seeing you Sunday in our Easter worship and talking to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.